Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the next episode of Joe Kelly's Psychedelic Experience. What's going on with you, my friend? It's your old pal Joe here, just checking in with you on a motherfucking Monday, all right? How's it going? How's it hanging? Listen, I hope you're doing well, all right? I hope you're doing better than you ever thought you possibly could be doing, and if you're not, hey, that's A-okay, all right? But do yourself a favor and everyone else around you and get your shit together, all right? Shows coming up, hey, you can get those at joekellycomedy.com, all right? I'm not going to waste too much of your time with an intro today. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a great week. Hope you had a great weekend. I hope you're going to have another great week, all right? We got another special episode of the podcast this week. Monty Mitchell stops by once again, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a fan of the podcast, you know Monty. You love Monty. So without further ado, let's get to some Monty, shall we? Thanks for checking out the podcast this week. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. This is the next episode of Joe Kelly's Psychedelic Experience. I did. I got you cursing at your lady on the air.
Yep.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It's your old pal, Joe, joined by the great, the one, the only. Mr. Monty Mitchell's back on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Monty, how are you?
How was your day, Joe?
Oh, it was good. It was good.
What'd you do?
I didn't hear if you answered anything at all. I just saw you making finger guns and didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
But
what'd you do today?
Oh, I did, you know, did a little bit of work today. Went to the gym, got a nice workout in, played a little basketball, sat in the steam room next to some kind of either some guy who used to do a lot of drugs or is currently autistic. But,
all right,
you know, he had a lot of music going on in his head, even though it's the steam room and there's no music at all.
Okay.
You know.
He was singing?
He was just tapping and mumbling and moaning.
Tapping?
Tapping. Tapping his knees, tapping his fingers, tapping his feet. Just tweaking, dude. Just fucking tweaking.
And you're supposed to be kind of relaxing in the steam room, right?
People do different things, man. People do a lot of different things. You're not supposed
to be conducting a musical.
Well, you know, it's Flint. It's different. If you got a whole chest tattoo, no one's going to tell you shit anyway. So fucking tap away.
What was a chest tattoo?
I couldn't.
Was it a battleship?
It was too dark to make out. It was one of those, like, you know, when there's like no color and it just kind of looks like a big old blob.
Yeah.
He had that
probably
on his.
Probably got it years ago.
Yeah. He got it on his chest and his back. And it was just like.
Was it a naked lady?
Ah. If it was, it was a black lady at midnight. You couldn't see shit. So that's been my great day here in the great state of Michigan. How was your day? What did you do, Monty?
Well, I had to go into Nashville and do a couple of tours on the Redneck Comedy Bus, and that's been it. I just been running around. I had to stop at Walmart on the way home, get some coffee, get some creamer, and then I hurried home so I could see your face.
Hey, I'm glad you hurried, you know?
Yeah. And I had to feed the dogs because they would have been all up in my grill if I didn't do it before this. You know, they're on a schedule. It's 5:30, 6 o'clock. We got to eat. We're going to die.
Ah.
That's how they act. We're going to die.
Yeah, people act that way too, but they'll be fine. You know what? That's what's good about our podcast is we come on here and I go to a gym and you go to work in Walmart and we're just regular guys, you know?
Regular folks.
We got nothing.
We are America.
America, baby. No private planes for us. That's for goddamn sure.
I can tell you what a price a gallon of milk is.
How much is it going for nowadays?
Well, I don't really know. I just put it in the... I put it in the basket. You gotta have it.
Oh, you know. See, now you're big dogging. You don't even check the price of milk before you go chucking it in your basket.
Oh, I did. I did buy some TGI Friday potato skins. You know, the
frozen.
They're already got the stuff in them.
Yep.
You just warm them up. Now those were $7.20 for a box, which I thought was a little high, but. They're pretty damn good, so.
That is very high for not even a whole potato, you know?
Well, you put them all together, it's a whole potato.
Yeah, but
There's like 12 of them in there.
Yeah. So that's six halves of potatoes. Like, you miss the meat from the potato.
Mm.
Why don't you just make them yourself?
I wonder what they do with the meat from the potato.
Ooh. Oh, good question. Because Kroger, if they make their potato skins or whatever, they can use the potato for other things. But I've never seen the TGI Fridays frozen meal that was using the potatoes for something else.
They sell it to somebody else. Maybe. They sell it to Kroger, and then Kroger has, or they sell it to Bob Evans. Bob Evans has a thing of mashed potatoes you can buy.
Maybe that's what it is.
I could make them myself, but like this, I just throw them in the air fryer, you know, 12 minutes, and boom, pop them in my mouth.
I understand. It's a convenience. Very convenient, you know.
And you pay for convenience.
Yeah. Yep. Boy, do we. And then life seems meaningless because everything's convenient and we don't do anything with ourselves.
No.
You know?
No. Well, I meant, I could have grown the potatoes.
Grow the potatoes.
And then harvest them.
Get some hogs.
And then milk the cow.
Yep.
To get the cheese.
Yep.
Kill the pig.
Yep.
That's got the big bacon toppings on there.
Yep.
We could have done that, but.
Got to grow some green onions too.
If you did that, that would be the best potato skins you ever had in your life.
It would.
Yeah.
It would.
Because it took you months to grow that pig to get where, and then you had to go out there with a pocket knife and kill it. Just like, it's squealing. It's wee, wee. And you're like, yeah, but it's for potato skins. You know.
Just one knife for everything you got to put in the potato skin.
Man, that would be the best potato skins ever.
It would. But
not a crumb of it would go to waste because you would appreciate every morsel of that potato skin.
Absolutely. And you could also probably pre-package some so then you could throw them in your air fryer later.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
Just throw them in the freezer.
We got it good. We got it too good.
Hey, nowadays. It ain't bad. It ain't bad, but we'll still find something to bitch about.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll find something to bitch about.
You know? Hey, you know who's got it better than us? Illegal immigrants. They get free potato skins.
Yep. They're just going around pillaging and raping.
Yeah. 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 They get a box of potato skins every time they commit crime.
Ah, 6 million of them.
Yeah. It is pretty wild that
you have them in Michigan? Are they bringing them up there?
Probably closer to the Detroit area. Yeah. I don't know if any of this next wave has been making it up here just yet. You know, Michigan, I don't know. The governor's blue, so I imagine if they showed up, they'd be treated with kindness.
Yeah.
But
I know they're sending them, they're shipping some to Canada, and Canada's like, whoa, you know. I guess at first they were like bitching, like, man, y'all are pieces of shit for not letting them people in. And then they started sending them up there and they're like, well, that's too many.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
that's what everybody does.
Yeah. That's what New York did. New York. Uh-huh. Who was it? Was it Washington, D.C. that was telling them, if, you know, open up your homes, give them a bed to sleep in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was Baltimore, maybe. Somebody was suggesting to the public to open your house and give them a place to.
Well, I think a lot of places were at one point in time, you know, and rather than doing that, or they're just opening up hotels and letting them crash in the airports and, you know, fuck it.
Man, is that not a sign that maybe there's too many? Like, we don't have the infrastructure. We don't have.
That's the thing. We have no infrastructure. We have no plan. We're all heart. We got nothing but heart, baby. We're just fucking goodwill out there. But we have, you know, nobody has any plans or anything. There was one, I think God, I forget where it was now. This happened just yesterday. Illegal immigrant had a gun, and I forget what state it was in, but it became like the court ruled down that, yeah, it's we would be infringing on their Second Amendment rights if we took their gun away. And it's like, just because, you know, they're undocumented doesn't mean the gun's illegal, but it's like, well, you have to have, you have
illegal to, plus illegal makes.
Yeah. Illegal. That's the whole thing. And like, you have to have a driver's license, right? Or some form of identification to purchase a gun.
Yeah. I don't want to sound highfalutin and stuff, but I mean, you know, no other country does this. If you want to go to England, you can't even go if you have a DUI on your driver's license, you know, like they don't let just anybody in. You got to contribute to their country before they let you in. I think that's the way most of them are, you know, like you, a doctor, you got to be some kind of profession that will contribute. But we look like the assholes because we're saying no.
I think England's gotten to a similar place that we are right now. England doesn't have a lot of guns, but there's an awful lot of stabbings going on in England with, you know, migrants and immigrants and
France,
stuff like that.
Yeah. Paris has had a big influx of immigrants.
So do you think, because clearly there's no plan, there's no infrastructure. Everyone's like, these people are seeking asylum from the drug cartels, but half the time they're being funded by the drug cartels to make it up here.
They're enslaved to them.
Yeah. There's
they got the wristbands. Like, they know what cartel they're with or something like that. Or
they're
how
marked.
Much money
they got
that they owe.
Yeah. They're either Bloods or Crips or whatever. But I'm sure you've heard about, there's a move to make it by the next election that immigrants, people, undocumented workers, illegal immigrants, because now they're undocumented, but it's the same fucking thing, will be given the right to vote. So do you think, have you heard that? And do you think that, because clearly there's no infrastructure, no plan, no one has any fucking idea what's going on. Do you think that has something to do with it?
I don't think they'll vote. I think they're going to stay out of the public as much as possible.
But
and not
if
be.
there's no way to tell because they're illegal. No. They're not registered in any way, shape, or form. So you could load
I got to show a driver's license, and I got to show my card whenever I go into the voting place.
Yeah.
I have a card that I have to show them.
You do. But if you're undocumented and you want to vote, yeah. So even if they don't vote, my thought of it is you could just fill a box with ballots and go, well, they're all from illegal immigrants. And they go,
If you're an American felon, you don't get to vote.
No. I don't think you can own a gun either if you're a felon.
No, you can't own a gun.
If you're a convicted
felon. And you can't
vote.
Yeah.
And you can,
you're American.
Yeah.
You were born here.
Yeah. Good luck getting a job above minimum wage.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
you're doing construction the rest of your life.
Yeah. If you don't have a drug problem, if you're lucky, you're probably going to be in a kitchen somewhere.
Oh, man. Don't say that.
Well, that's why not? That's
because I'm thinking about every time I eat at Wendy's or whatever, there's going to be.
Oh, no.
And you know.
No, I mean restaurants, regular restaurants.
Ooh, regular restaurants?
Yeah.
Now I got to worry about it at Applebee's?
No, you don't have to worry about them. They're doing everything they can to not go back to prison. Your food's going to be fine.
Okay, good.
But a lot of people, a lot of back of the house staffs are like illegal immigrants and cons.
Okay.
That's like every kitchen in the whole country.
I think that's who's building our houses.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Hey, y'all are doing great. You're doing great. These houses, look, you know. I know we had a bunch of alcoholics that built our house because whenever we were fixing walls and stuff, there were Pabst Blue Ribbon cans stuffed in the walls.
Little
like old ones, the pull tabs.
Yeah, little extra insulation.
Yeah, from the 70s.
Did you
little time capsule in the windows and the walls?
Did you keep
what? Yeah, we did. We kept some of them.
Were any full?
Let me get you one.
Yeah. Let's see an old timey PBR can from the alcoholics who built Monty Mitchell's house. Alcoholics built this house too, Monty, because it was my grandpa.
Yep.
That's how I know alcoholics built this house too.
Look at that.
Oh. Oh. It has so much lip to it. Like the top. What's the top of it say?
Not
the very top of the can. The top, there's a white band above the PBR logo at the top. What's all right that say? Yeah.
Says this is the original Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Nature's choicest products.
Hell yeah.
Provide its prize flavor. Only the finest of hop and grains are used.
There we go.
But look at it. I mean,
yeah, it's a real thick can. Yeah.
It's thick. Look at that. Might have done it, but I mean, it's like, that's crazy. But yeah, look at that. And this pull tab. We had a lake house, and there was a whole curtain for a sliding glass door, like as big as, and it was a whole curtain of just these pull tabs, like wove together, just folded over each other and made like a chain link.
Yeah.
Almost like a, yeah. And it was just a whole curtain that covered up a whole sliding glass door of these pull tabs. And they probably did that in a weekend. But that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's some real.
Look at the bottom of it. It's like a
hillbilly shit.
It's like a soup can.
It is like more like a soup can.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder if you get deposit on that still.
Yeah.
Get a dime.
There's four of them over there, and that's just the ones that, you know, the ones that we kept. There were a lot more in there, but that's who built our house.
Why would they leave cans in your fucking walls?
Too lazy to go throw them in the trash. They were putting up studs, and they just stuffed it in there. Maybe it's the insulation guys. It was in there with the insulation, wasn't it? So the insulation guys, I don't know.
Maybe that's the thing construction workers do, like a little Easter egg, you know, whenever somebody new comes in. Have you ever seen the videos of people finding, like, just doorways in their house that like in the back of a closet that's been sealed up with drywall, and people are like, we were doing something in the closet. I busted this wall and we noticed there's a door back here.
What?
Yeah.
That would be scary and cool.
It'd be awesome. But it makes you just want to start busting out your own walls. I know there's no secret entrance in here, in this house in particular, but
no, there's not one here. I can account for every wall. I know there's no dead space. We probably drilled in every wall at one point, so I know that there's nothing on the other side, but that would be cool.
Yeah.
There might be something behind this wall. Because there could be a secret room.
Let's get a hammer. Let's find out live on the podcast. Do it
for the bare wall
people.
All right. Casey says she saw the bare wall. There's nothing behind
there. I bet.
Yeah.
Okay.
She has lived here all her life.
Yeah. There's people, like, my mom's the same way, pretty much. She moved out for a few years, but other than that.
She moved out for a couple of years.
But it's been here forever.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not too far off.
What?
As far as, I mean, you lived in the same town your whole life.
I lived in the same town, yeah.
Do you still see the house you grew up in? Does anybody still live there?
Well, one of them was a trailer.
Okay.
A single wide trailer, and it's not there anymore. But my sister built her house on that land, and I can go down to her house anytime, and I can go over to the little dirt spot where I used to play outside, and I can dig up, like an archaeologist, Hot Wheels, you know, that I've lost out there or something. It don't take long to dig a little bit and I can find parts of a toy or something that I've, yeah. So that's pretty cool. There was some Hot Wheels that I had that are worth a lot of money now that I probably threw into a pond.
Yeah. At one point. Yeah. I mean, that's toys when you're a kid. It was like, I think for our parents, it was baseball cards.
Yeah.
They're all like, we used, you know, you get a stick of bubble gum and a pack of cards for a nickel. And then they'd put them on their spokes because it sounded like a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And they were doing it with fucking Babe Ruth cards and Ricky Mantle cards.
I had a bunch of G.I. Joes that are worth some money now that, you know, just got trashed.
Yeah. And, well, it's for, you know, they're toys. They're, you know.
Yeah, but you never know. I mean, it's crazy. But there was a certain Hot Wheels that had like real rubber tires on them, and I had a whole bunch of them. They're called
some
like
of those
the Real Rider series. And there was one little Doom buggy. It was red and yellow, and it's worth like $1,500 now.
Yeah.
No matter the condition, like they showed one that was like chunked, like paint was taken off of it and stuff, and they're like $1,500. And if you had one in like a box, I don't know, $5,000.
Something like that. It just probably because it had to do with the limited number they made, I'd imagine. Because that's usually...
Yeah, it was something weird about it.
Yeah, if something's shitty and it's still worth money, it's usually because they didn't make many of them to begin with.
Yeah.
But, dude, imagine being a child and everything is an investment rather than a toy. Like what kind of fucking,
that's no life.
I don't know. You're probably better off in the long haul, but you know,
try to tell a kid that they can't play with that toy. You just bought them. We got to keep it in a box. It might be worth something one day.
Well, they're
the chances of it probably, but Garbage Pail Kids. I had all the Garbage Pail Kids. Every season I had them all, and I even put them in a protective case. Like I had a notebook, you know,
like the catalog.
And they all had, and then whenever me and
with the sleeves.
Yeah.
For the car. Okay. Yeah.
I had them all and I put them in me and the wife got divorced. They got put down into a basement and the last time they were all molded. They every one of them's ruined, and they're worth crazy amount of money right now.
Yeah, well,
just the remake.
Should have put them away.
Well,
you did, but
I did.
Yeah, well,
but anyways,
you should. I
could have probably retired on that. I bought a pack of Garbage Pail Kids like every day after school. I was waiting on my mom, and I'd have like a dollar. And it would be like some Now and Laters and some Garbage Pail Kids. And that's what I would, while I was waiting on her to come get me. So, anyways.
Yeah. And now look at you.
Now look at me.
Working on a bus. That's the thing is, you thinking about it now, I'd rather be a sad kid for like 8 years and then a rich adult rather than being a happy kid and then just poor for the rest of my life.
Sure, but tell a kid, put a piece of candy out there and tell that kid if they wait till tomorrow, they can have double the amount of candy. They can have two boxes of Nerds instead of this one today. They'll take it right now. They'll take the instant gratification right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because kids are stupid. I saw they were doing some experiment where they were like, to like 5-year-olds, it's like, do you want $1,000 or Snickers? And they're all like, I want a fucking Snickers, dude.
Yeah.
And it's like,
you don't understand.
Yeah.
You don't understand that's so.
But yeah.
If you knew what you knew now and you went back as a kid and you're like, okay, I can't play with this, but you just never know at the time. And in the moment, and I don't even know if that was a thing back when we were kids, if people were paying money for toys, you know, I feel like that's a new thing.
I don't know. I feel like there's always been sort of like collectible kind of stuff. Because even like Star Wars shit came out in the 70s with like action figures and stuff like that. I wasn't born until 87. So obviously my parents had some awareness that they're like, what the fuck? Toys are worth money. Baseball cards are worth money. You know?
Yeah.
They had some idea.
Well, and then I don't know when toys got good. I feel like it was like the 60s because you think about them old toys. It was like post-war or even pre-war where it's just like a block of wood and you're supposed to, you know, those toys suck. Nobody wants those toys. They're like half
the fucking like, rubber ball and the paddle.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are, yeah. Suck toy. Yeah. Try to sell that one like unopened. Here's a rubber ball and a paddle.
Yeah. Well, if you had the original, the very first one that came out, then it would be worth something.
Jax ain't worth nothing.
Jax? I bet if you had an original set by Mattel or whoever put them out the first time, with the, original artwork and everything, I bet it'd be worth something.
Our grandparents' sets of Jax? Yeah.
People buy that. People love that sort of shit. And it's not that it's necessarily worth something. You just find someone who's like, dude, you have an original set of Jax? That's the only thing I've been looking for my whole life. And it's like, what fucking kind of loser are you? And it's like, oh, you should see my Star Wars collection too. And it's like, you fucking nerds. That's why. That's how it's worth.
Well,
money.
It just reminds them of another time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like
living in the past.
Like Mustangs, like the late 80s, early 90s, Mustangs are like really blowing up in value right now. And it's only because people my age are trying to relive their high school. You know, they had one in high school. They're wanting, that Mustang again. And it's not going to be as great as they thought, as they remember. It's going to be a piece of shit. Even if you got a perfect one, it's not as good as the Tesla you're driving now, but that's what you do.
Well, the Tesla don't give you no rumble in your balls, though.
That's right.
That Mustang will at least get your balls tingling.
Smell of exhaust.
Yeah.
That manual sound, that mechanical sound. You don't have that.
No risk of getting pulled over at a stoplight, With a Mustang, you rev that engine, you'll be fucking pulled over. You can't do that in a Tesla.
Yeah. There's no maintenance on a Tesla. You get a Mustang, you're out there tinkering with it.
Yeah. You're building character.
Yeah. Feel like a man at the end of the day. Yeah. Like I did that.
Yep.
Nothing to do on a Tesla.
No.
Nothing breaks.
Super convenient though, huh? Very convenient.
There we go. We're back to
convenience.
Yeah.
Fucking thing drives itself.
Yeah.
Don't make a sound. No gas.
No oil changes.
Well, whenever you get one, you're going to have to let me come check it out. And we're going to.
Oh, you'll get one before I do.
I don't think so, Monty. I don't. Not right now.
I'm getting a Camaro. That's what I'm going to get.
Oh, you're going to be. You want to be a.
Like a new one. I'm not getting an old one.
Be a 16-year-old boy again?
No, I'm getting a new one that has technology, blind spot monitoring, and backup camera. That's what I'm getting.
Just get an electric one then.
Oh, speaking of cars, here's my newest one, Joe.
Electric Camaro.
Here's my newest one. Drift car.
Oh, you got a drift. You got a drift RC now. It looks lowered too.
Yeah. Go out there and drift on the drift track. I did this body. I painted this. This was just a clear block of plastic. I had to cut out the wheel wells.
Oh wow!
I had to tape off the windows and do the red and then do the windows separate. I had to cut out all the stickers, Joe. All the stickers. I had to do that. I put everything on this. See this? I did that separate, the little black lip. I did that. This is my first one I've ever done.
It looks fucking awesome.
I did all that.
It looks fucking awesome.
I did
awesome.
All that. I had to cut all these stickers are two pieces. I had to cut them out separate.
Damn.
Look how little this one is. I had to cut that out.
You got
to cut it
probably
out.
Get an X-Acto knife for that one, huh?
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
So That's fun.
I know.
That's fun. When you come back to visit me, that's fun. You know, the rock crawler was fun.
Do you have to take it to a do you have to take it to a track?
Yeah, there is a track, but I've got like I've got something set up in the garage. Okay. And do like figure eights and slide it around and stuff. But this takes some skill. You know, the rock crawler doesn't really take skill.
Yeah. I know it does. I can tell.
Let go with the rock crawler and just drive it. Yep. That right there, you got to concentrate.
Yep.
Because it'll
be smashing it into a wall.
Oh, man.
You don't need to
that
do that.
That right there, that has been a money pit. Like, you can just upgrade everything, and it's just,
RC cars. It's good to have a hobby, though. At least you're doing something.
Makes me excited. I'm excited. Like, I'll go to the drift track. I'll go down to the hobby store to their drift track, tomorrow or Friday. And, I've upgraded. Oh my gosh.
I like that you were talking about, it's like working on a car. It makes you feel like a man. And then you're like, speaking of working on cars, look what I did. You bust out a little fucking plastic, little giant Hot Wheels fucking thing.
Yeah, but I mean, look. Did that. I know.
Listen, that's
how beautiful that is.
Listen,
I painted that.
Listen, it's
all the stickers.
It's not.
I even did like the little, see, there's like a little, I don't know if you can tell. I even painted this little strips right here. They're different black than the rest of the windows. They're a little flat black.
I'm very happy and proud of you. I like it. Listen,
look at that thing.
Yeah. It's the sign of being a man. Not a very strong man,
creative.
But still being a man. Yeah, you're a left-brained man.
Yeah.
Whatever
no,
that
it's
means.
Not, I'm not being a good man.
No. But
I'm not helping other people, but...
You're being a man on a small scale.
On a small scale.
Yeah.
One-tenth.
Yeah.
One-tenth.
Yep. And then who knows? Maybe one day you start fucking putting bodies on regular cars. Monty's Body Shop. I'll cut out the tires for you and everything.
Yeah, this is the one that it. This is the body that it came with.
Oh, and that's sick though. That's got a spoiler.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. But anybody can buy that body.
Anybody,
you know, come on the car.
Yeah.
So I had to have something different.
Okay.
And yeah, this one is a really cool body. Like the taillights are all recessed in there and stuff in the headlights. You can put like LEDs in there and actually make the headlights work.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. And the taillights. But that one is a cool body. It is. It's nice. But
I wish I cared about anything that much.
Oh, man. Now you'll figure it out.
You're
all about Joe right now. You got to, you know.
I got a lot to figure out, but I gave up on a lot of hobbies.
But you do need a hobby.
I know. I'm thinking about getting a guitar again.
Okay.
I like playing guitar. I've been playing basketball.
I'll tell you right now.
I was playing basketball when you called me. I like shooting some hoops, you know?
There you go.
It's something.
You're doing, that's something physical.
Yeah,
that's
but
good.
I need to do some, you know.
That right there, I'm telling you, I look forward to any day that I'm off and get my chores done and I can go to the drift track. And a lot of times it's just me. It would be cool if I could hang out with some dudes, but... My work day and regular adults is not the same day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So whenever they're off, I'm working.
Yep.
So I'm down there just usually by myself, but their track is really cool and it's real big.
Is the track in? Oh, God damn, dude.
What? Just drive.
You guys got fucking 70 people in that town and enough people drive RC cars that you got an RC car racetrack?
Yeah, man.
That's insane.
Yeah, man.
That is insane.
Yeah.
Do you have a bowling alley?
We do.
Okay.
We do.
Okay. Never mind that. I was kidding.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, if you don't have a bowling
alley. Like, oh, y'all don't have your priorities.
You
built a drift track instead of a bowling alley.
It's different, you know, different towns, yeah. I guess, but I've never heard of a town having an indoor RC track where you just can go. Is it free?
No, it was like, you can buy like a yearly pass for $100 or you can go in there and pay $10 for all day.
You paid $100?
After I spent like $80 doing the one day thing. Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to do this once in a while.
Yeah. Ended up going like 3 times a week. I wasn't good. I couldn't stand not being good at it. And so I was just going every day till I run my batteries out. I bought another battery now so I can last longer. But yeah, I've got all my batteries so I can last longer.
You got 3 batteries now?
I got 4.
Jesus
the other
Christ.
One's still in a, I bought a bag. I bought a bag so I can carry it in. Don't have to do that with a rock crawler, but I got a bag so I can look professional whenever I show up, you know. I don't want to scratch it, you know. And then I know.
You should be down in Texas fucking defending the goddamn border, Monty.
There is a lot of energy that goes into that.
Playing with goddamn Hot Wheels all the fucking time.
I got this fancy controller. Look at this thing.
Does it have a touchpad, a touchscreen on it? That's
It's like an iPhone.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So look. Fancy controller. It's got like,
I love it.
There's another screen I can swipe.
I'm probably going to have to upload the video to Spotify for this one. It's a very visual focused podcast. <Help. laughs> It's all right. It'll be show and tell with Monty.
Can they not see us?
No, I mean, the videos, Spotify has video options now. I just have never put it on there. I've always left the videos to YouTube, but I'll start. Here we go. Keep going.
I got wheels, and these are for different surfaces.
Okay.
So like the ones that are on there these are for the garage. I can't, you know, they can't, because it's a different surface. Yeah. It's concrete, but the one at the drift track is polished.
Yeah,
concrete.
Yeah.
And this right here is just a garage, but these are different compounds. So this is just straight for the ones that are on it are just for the drift track, and these are for the garage. But yeah, it goes deep. You can change, you know, the whole suspension, everything I can change.
Yeah.
Upgrade it.
Can you not work on a car, a regular car?
No, it's all, you got to take it to the dealership. There's nothing everything's computer.
Yeah, but were you ever like a car guy growing up? Did you cars?
I had a S10, a Chevy S10, and I worked on it. I did everything on it, lowered it.
Okay.
And I could raise it back up. I'd get tickets and stuff from the police. They'd pull you over because it was too low. And I could have the whole suspension changed out, new springs, raised it back up. I could do that in like an hour.
What does it being low have to do with getting a goddamn ticket?
They just a way of them to harass you.
Okay.
Yeah, they hated us. It was just, they pull you over and everybody had a different... Every cop had a different law that they would say. Like they would say your bumper bolts could only be so far off the ground. That's how they would try to measure it. Or they would try to measure the frame and how far that was off the ground. It was all bullshit. It was a different law from every cop, whoever pulled you over, you know. But it was new at the time, too. They didn't know what to do with us. You know, it was just some new fad and they didn't like it.
Were you doing like car meets and like, were you out doing fucking shut down intersections?
We would go over to Verizon and park. We'd probably litter that up, but that's probably more Verizon's problem than theirs.
Probably.
Oh no.
Well, it's just probably small town, nothing to do. They're like,
these guys
are up to no good.
Yeah, we had loud exhaust. So that probably.
So is the RC thing just a cheaper way to, I don't know, keep
for
your,
sure.
keep your passion of working on cars
I think so.
When did you stop working on cars?
Probably whenever I got, when they got too complicated. There's nothing, you know, you can't. Okay. You got to take everything to the shop. There's nothing you can do. I can change the tires on it, and I can
change the oil.
Yeah, change the oil, but I don't even do that. You know, it's messy, yeah. And it's just easier to take it to the guy.
A lot easier. Rotate the tires.
Yeah, he disposes of it, because then I got to go take it to the dump and recycle the oil, which I still have to do that because my son comes over and changes his own oil, which I'm proud of him doing.
Does it right in front of you?
He does it. He's like, look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this, you motherfucker.
You're in the garage doing figure eights.
Yeah. No, but his car's lowered, and he don't trust anybody to work on it. He does all of his stuff. Like, he did the tie rods and stuff. He changed all that himself. He don't want nobody working on his car. And that's what I used to do, but.
Time is money. You get busy going on in life. How come you just don't have like an old one you can work on? Just go out in the garage and fucking put some shit on it.
I don't like old cars. I like new stuff.
All right. Fair enough. So you stick with the RCs. Yeah.
I do my RC.
Yeah. There's a future in that for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll pay off in the end.
Yeah. Monty's Custom RC Autos.
It might keep me from going to the funny farm or something.
Yeah. Probably, you know, keep you from being hammered at 3 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't drink and drive that thing.
Nah. Hell no. You can't.
It'll be out in the yard somewhere.
Yep. Rock crawler's a different story.
Yeah, the rock crawler now. You can drink and drive that one.
It's fucking
probably better.
Just lay down in front of it, let it drive over you.
Oh man. It's so easy. It's so fun too. But oh man.
I got nothing like that.
Yeah, you gotta have something to look forward to, Joe.
I know.
What are you looking forward to right now?
But
what do you got coming up?
Not a lot of anything, to be honest with you. I don't know. I got some shows coming up next month, but
there you go.
I'm looking forward to what's next, because right now it's a lull in just everything right now in my life, just being back here. And, you know, we talked about losing some work here coming up, but that'll be fine. I like when that happens, but it means something new's coming. And, so, you know, we'll see what happens when it comes. It's just the waiting and the anticipation. And then, you know, I had some plans of things I wanted to work on and was looking at houses and stuff, and that's all got to go on the back burner, but yeah. maybe it should have, you know. I was thinking might have been jumping the gun here I found a house that I really fucking liked, and the
just wasn't time.
The bathroom, the shower, the ceiling over the shower was 6 feet tall, and I'm like 6'2", and I still had it in my head. I was like, I'll just fucking rip this ceiling down and this will be a great house. That's where I was at with it. So it's kind of like, and the foundation, the basement was caving in, and I was like, I fucking put up a pillar. It'll be all right.
Yeah.
You know, I just had it in my head and it's like, yeah, so everything will go on the back burner right now. But yeah, I don't know. I don't have a particular
everything
thing.
Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason, man.
Yeah.
You know, you're a good person.
Oh.
You're not robbing people or. You know, it'll all work out.
That's been one of my things that I've been thinking about doing.
Robbing people.
Yeah.
Well, there again, everything happens for a reason, you know.
Be a nice hobby.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Start doing it 3 days a week, you know.
Maybe you get a pickup truck and go round up some illegals.
Could do that.
Yeah.
Could do that. Just set them free.
Yeah, go out to a pasture in Montana.
Here we go, boys. Just have at it. Live off the land.
You think it's like a dog? They just run,
just run and never come back.
Yeah, just oh man,
walks out on some thin ice, never to be seen again. But I got nothing. Nothing real. I'm not even excited about the shows coming up, to be honest with you, Mom.
I got a couple coming up I'm not excited about either. Kind of dreading them.
It's nothing in particular about the shows that I'm doing. The shows would probably be good. I haven't been feeling funny. They haven't been like, it's just been like, I don't know, just kind of a weird lull and, you know.
Yeah.
Comedy's such a son of a bitch anyway.
You should go whitewater rafting or something and get a story, get a joke to tell.
Yeah.
Go do something you haven't done before.
I was thinking of, I got this fucking airfare thing from Southwest. I got a free ticket. So I was thinking about using that. I got my passport too. I've yet to use that. Ooh. So I was thinking about
go to Calgary
doing that. I'm not gonna go fucking Canada, dude. Not with all them fucking commies, dude. I'm gonna go to fucking some poor Latin American country and bring some woman back.
All right.
One who can't chit chat so much.
Well, just go down there to Texas to the border and get you one that looks good.
Yeah. Well, what color wristband do you think would be?
Oh,
which is the safest wristband?
The cheapest one. You need one that's like $250, you know.
Or maybe it's just one that, just like those paper ones they give you at bars.
But yeah, you just tear it off.
Yeah.
You just tear it off and you're like, you're mine now.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't want a Mexican. I want a Latin American. There's a difference.
There is?
Yeah, for sure. People from Argentina aren't Mexicans, Monty.
What's Daisy Fuentes?
I don't know.
I want that.
Yeah. She's probably Colombian or something like that.
Ooh, yeah.
Colombian.
What's the girl from Modern Family?
Oh, Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
She's from...
That's some good stock, whatever country that is. Is it a tax write-off?
It might be now.
If you buy a Tesla, you get a $7,500 credit. If you take in one of these Latinos, a pretty little Latino girl, you should be able to get a tax credit.
Yeah. You're saving somebody
money. It's exactly the same.
Yeah. You're not taking a wife. You're housing an undocumented migrant with big fat tits.
Yes.
What's the problem?
What is the problem?
I don't.
Can we do that? Can we like?
So Daisy Fuentes is Cuban. Cuban's a good one, and Sofia Vergara is Colombian. Those are both good stocks, as you said.
Good stock. Surely I know there's some beautiful Mexican women.
Yeah, of course there are. Yes, of course. There's beautiful women everywhere, Monty.
There is beautiful women everywhere.
Not in Cookville, but everywhere else.
There's some knockouts in Cookville.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
There's some ugly ones,
sure,
though, too.
There's some ugly ones everywhere, too. And then there's just a lot of just middle-of-the-road fucking people.
That's where we are.
No, come on.
You think I'm a little bit above?
I think we both are. Let's be real. I think we're both
a little bit above?
Yeah, I think we got
seven
better genes than a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Seven on the scale?
I'd throw you up there with the seven. Yeah, 7.5, something like that. Yeah, sure. Right. Yeah, we're doing it based just on looks, not the fact that you drive remote control cars in your garage and don't have a real job. But I don't either. I'm not one to talk. No. So we're just talking looks, baby. And we got it. We fucking got it, Monty.
Heck yeah, Joe. Man, this is what your new job should be, is just motivation. He's like, you are above average.
You're doing better than most. Now you just have to live up to that potential.
Ah,
That's all it is.
And I'm living my best life. I'm everything's fine. Everything's good.
You got hobbies. Good. Yeah, you're doing good things out there. What gigs you got coming up you're not looking forward to?
One's at Dirks Bentley's bar downtown. And I think it'll be fun.
Is that with Chris? Was that with PB Backyard? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And it's just the fact that going up in between bands, I've done that many times.
Yeah.
And it has never, ever, ever been good.
Yeah.
Because people are talking. People are, you know, it's rowdy. You got a band. You got a whole band out there playing. And then all of a sudden it stops and you come out there and you have to entertain them. You can't follow comedy can never follow music.
Yeah.
But.
And then they always tell you, hey, you're going to do 10 minutes and then it's fucking 45 because they can't figure out how to get the kick drum sounding right.
Is that what it is in between bands?
Sometimes. Jeez. Yeah. Well, when, cause I did it at the East Room one time and I don't, at Dirks Bentley, maybe it's all going to be like house equipment or whatever, where they're just switching. But at the East Room, it was like a local band show. So they all got their own shit and they're like,
yeah,
you host it. And then you can fucking do time in between. I went up first, brought up the first band, did a set in between. It'd be like 5-10 minutes. It was probably closer to 20, 25. I was the only comic. And then after that first time of doing time in between bands, the lady who was running it was getting pretty buzzed already. She's like, why don't you just not go up anymore? And I was like, I like that idea. That's much better. Yeah. Instead of trying to, you know, especially it's like a bunch of 19-year-old fucking hip East Nashville people. This was like 2015 too, you know, when it was less gay.
We did, I did another one that was heavy metal. Like,
hell yeah.
Heavy metal. Yeah. And then trying to go up in between that. It's awful. Then me and Chad, get this, whenever I first started, we drove down to Knoxville and we did a Jazz and Jokes. But so there was a jazz band and then they would play a song and then it was me and Rob Haynes, Chad, and I feel like somebody else. But anyways, we go up there and I'm telling dick jokes. This is whenever I first started. So that's all I had was just dirty shit, you know? And these people, this audience is black, sophisticated people. You know, they like jazz. They're sophisticated. They're upscale, you know? And I'm sitting there telling dirty ass ball jokes and stuff. Oh my God.
Like it's some goddamn ignorant hip hop show.
Hated me. I hated myself because I knew. I'm like, they're not going to like nothing I have to say, but that's all I got.
How long did you do?
10, 15 minutes, though, of just straight-ass bombing. But, you know, in the beginning, you don't turn nothing down. I still don't turn nothing down. But.
it still don't have anything else but dick jokes either.
And then the other gig, it's a private party. It's like a dinner for, I guess they're going to be rich people. I don't know. And I'm just hosting it. Like speakers are going to come out and I don't know, speak. And so I'm just kind of hosting that in between. But I'm supposed to make it funny in between whatever they're going to talk about. So
just light riffing on what the person said before. Cause if you're just, you're bringing up speakers, just light riffing, just a little light riffing, you know?
Yeah. That's what I think too.
Be like this guy, he sounds as smart as Stephen Hawking, but his legs work. And then they'll love that, you know,
something
like that. Something real quick.
Yeah. But these are like, these are important people, I guess.
I bet.
I haven't gotten my list yet for that one, but And then Cherokee. I'll go to Cherokee and do some casinos, and I'm looking forward to that. That one's like all week.
Where's that at?
In Cherokee, North Carolina.
Oh, look at that. Casino run.
Yeah. Yeah.
When are you doing that?
Harris's.
Yeah.
All this is like, all of these shows are just the first 2 weeks of April.
Okay.
Just like, well, just one thing after bam, bam, bam,
well,
bam.
Let me know when you, let me know the dates on that casino. Maybe I'll meet you out there.
Cherokee?
Yeah.
Dude, that is, it's like Wednesday to Sunday.
Yeah, I come
like
out.
Like, we do show, I come doing out. Shows on Sunday night.
I do some gambling, dude. That is, I'm not going to do time. I'll just come hang out with you.
That's the 3rd through the 7th.
No shit. Are you headlining?
Mm-hmm. Nope. Oh. Featuring. I'm trying out for them.
Okay.
Because I haven't been there before.
Hell yeah.
So they, I'm trying
they
out
give
for
you,
them.
They're giving you a room?
Yeah.
In the hotel, in the casino?
Hell yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm going to come stay with you there.
All right.
Or unless, yeah, I don't know.
You got a plane ticket.
Yeah, I'll just fucking drive, dude. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I need to go to a casino. Man. Unless you're taking Casey. Is Casey going to go and spend a whole week with you in a hotel?
She ain't telling me. I don't know what she's doing.
Well, let me know when y'all figure it out. But if you ain't got shit to do, I'm just going to, I'll crash your party. How far is Cherokee from here? I know you didn't invite me.
I'm guessing it's 9 hours.
Ooh, let's see. Yeah, Harris Casino. Ooh, shit, 9:55, almost 10.
Oh, shit. But I was close.
I could fly.
I didn't go over.
I could fly.
I didn't go over.
You didn't.
I get both showcases.
You didn't. You win everything.
I won it all. The jet skis, the washing machine.
Do you know,
I want it all.
Do you know who's headlining?
I did, but I don't know.
Casino road dog type of person, probably.
I don't think I've ever heard of him.
Okay, yeah, casino road dog type.
So, but that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's fucking cool, man.
And hopefully it'll go well, and I just come back and headline. But, yeah, hopefully I don't, like, lose everything gambling. Hopefully I don't lose my Cadillac.
What's your game of choice as far as?
I don't have one.
You don't,
I don't
gamble?
Know.
You're just going to sit at slots?
Yeah, I guess we do slots. I like slots.
Yeah.
You just put it in there and you pull and you wait on the machine to tell you if you won or not.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. They just pick a bunch of lines and see, and it does all this, and it's like, oh, you didn't win. And I'm like, really? Because all these crisscrosses say I do, but
you win just not enough. If you spend a dollar, you win 90 cents, you know?
Yeah.
And it's still, that's the thing. I think we might have talked about this. I can't remember if it was on the podcast or not, but I watched some kind of like thing on YouTube, some like documentary about the psychology of casinos, and especially with slot machines. It's like, it has a lot to do with, there's no 90 degree angles in casinos. Everything's round, and that has something.
There's no windows.
Yeah, there's no windows, stuff like that. That all has to do with
clocks,
fucking
no clocks
with your mind.
And
yes.
They make it where you can't see a door. Like, you know, there's no way. Really, it's a maze that and everything's scientifically done where you've got to like actually go find a door, you know, because if there's no windows and there's no door that you can see from the casino floor, because if you know the sun's coming up, you're like, oh, I got to go to bed. But if you don't know what time it is,
yeah,
that keeps you there all night. But also, too, the slot machines, the way they get people addicted, it's all the lights and then the bells. The bells and stuff, all that stuff triggers like endorphins in your head.
Yeah, you get that dopamine hit.
Dopamine, yeah. And so, yeah, you get addicted. People get so addicted to the slot machine.
Yeah, and it's because even...
It's a little reward here and there.
Yes, it's like when you spend, you spend a dollar, you win 50 cents. It makes sounds. It goes, hey, you've won. You spend a dollar, you win $2. It makes the same sounds it made when you won 50 cents. And so unless you're hitting like jackpots or like big bonuses and shit like that, I think this, it sounds different then. But when you're just winning a little bit here and then you're winning, the sound is the same. So you always feel like, hey, that's good. I'm winning. It's like, no, you lost half your money.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, it made the same sound as when I doubled it. So it's like,
yeah,
dude, I stick with poker at the casinos. That's the only thing. That's the only thing the house doesn't have an advantage in.
I think. So the last time I gambled, we were on a boat, went on a cruise and I did the roulette. And dude, I didn't even know how to do it. I just put it on a color. I put it on red, fucking hit it, put like a, I don't know. I think it was $50 or something. The guy that was with me, he gave me the money. He said, here, put it on something. I put it on red. I won $300. And I was like, nope, I'm cashing out. But Casey says I don't gamble right. Every time I've walked away, I've not ever lost.
You won $300?
I'll hit big and I'll walk out.
You won $300 from that one spin?
Yeah.
What kind of roulette game? Roulette, I think if...
I don't know.
I think the color usually pays two to one.
It was crazy.
Okay.
I hit the number or something. He was hugging me. And he was hugging me. He's like, I think I hit the number. That's what it was. I think I landed exactly on the number. I don't know. But I won like $300 and I cashed out.
You give him his 50 back and keep the 250?
No, I tried to. And he said, I tried to give him all of it.
That's awesome. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I've never played roulette or crafts,
but there's something
like
you could do. Maybe it wasn't the number. I don't know. Somehow I did like a high stakes.
You can pick a number. You can pick lines.
You can do even and odd. I think maybe
even
I did
odd. The first nine numbers, the second odd, nine.
And I picked the right color. I don't know. It was something. Maybe there was two different bets that I had going on over there.
That
I can't
could have
remember.
Been too. But with roulette, I think it's the zero and the double zeros. Anything that's green, somehow that plays into the casino's advantage on roulette.
Okay.
I don't know how.
They were hugging me, and I know that I got $300 back.
Hey, win's a win, baby.
Yeah.
I've never won. I've never won like that.
I think that's how I do good at gambling because I don't know what I'm doing. I think the stupider that you are, the more you win, because whenever you start figuring it out and you start like getting intense in it and stuff, that's whenever you start losing. If you don't know what you're doing and you're, especially if you're not like, you know, if it's a slot machine and you're betting $10 at a time, I don't do that.
Yes, only you do.
I not on purpose.
Sometimes it happens.
But you know, a dollar here and whatever, and then you win five or whatever. But when we went to Las Vegas, we were at that last night, I won like $250 and I just stopped.
That's the move, man. Because people,
but we went to
go to the casino to go to the casino.
I lost $200. I've never lost money, but we went to the Pottawatomie in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and I lost like $200 that night. That night I could not win nothing. No, them Native Americans raped my ass.
They got you back. I mean, that's mostly what's up here in Michigan is the Native American. Is Harrah's not fucking Indian?
It's Cherokee. At. That's a whole reservation, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Then it definitely is. Yeah.
The most.
In Evansville, Indiana. Yeah, that was a crazy story because we had like $5 left. We was doing a show. We had $5 left. I didn't have a fucking dollar to my name. And we were needing to get a hotel. And I was just hoping that the place would pay me enough. I don't remember how it was. But we also had to go to Arkansas the next day. We had to go to Little Rock. And I didn't have enough money for none of it. And we put $5 in one of those big slot machines, you know, it's got the huge arm.
Yeah.
And we hit like all bars or something, and we made enough that we paid for a hotel that night and got us enough gas to get to Arkansas. That was crazy. Just put the last $5 in as we was walking out, you know? Yeah. That was cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is that a Harrah's too up there in Evansville?
What was that?
I think there's a
Harrah's. It was a Harrah's.
Yeah, yeah. I just drove by it last week. That's what I thought.
Is it on a boat? Wasn't it? It's supposed to be a boat, but I think it's a.
It's like,
but it's like a barge that never left.
Oh, I got no. I've never been there. I just drove.
They call
by
it a boat if it's on the river.
Riverboat. Riverboat gambling.
They're in the loop. Yeah, but it was like there's like a fixed ramp that goes. The thing's never leaving. You know, it's but it's on the water. But there's like fixed staircases and stuff that goes to it. You know, it's never left. It never left. It's never going to leave. But I guess most of it's on the water. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know.
70% of it's on the water. The slot machines are on the water. So it's legal.
That's, I guess that's the move. You know, yeah. You can never, I mean, I don't think those river boats ever went that far.
No, probably
just not. Up and down the river. You don't think that boat ever moved? You don't think that boat went up and down anywhere ever? You just think they put it in like, hey, this is somehow a loophole. But you don't need a loophole if it's Indian land.
I don't think that one is.
Oh yeah. I'm still thinking Cherokee. My bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's
Well, I don't know. If it's a Harrah's, it's probably I don't know.
I don't think I think Harrah's just takes advantage of the Native Americans and puts some. Yeah, put.
It's like a franchise.
Maybe, yeah. But,
it's like the subway. And
I mean, that's how they do it in Mississippi. People go to, what is that, Tunica? Is that not on the river?
I think that's on the river. I think that's right.
I don't know why everybody don't do that.
Just put
up. Don't they have them on the Cumberland, you know? Just put it out there in the water.
A casino?
In downtown Nashville.
I mean, we could do it.
Those states, it's legal to do it in those states.
There's a loophole that they're doing that they put it on the water.
But casinos are still legal in Mississippi, right?
Yes.
Casinos are still legal
on the water
in Indiana.
Nobody owns the water. Nobody owns the river. They put it on the river so that they're getting away from any kind of law. That might be something you could do there, Joe. If you don't like somebody, just take them out in the middle of the river and shoot them.
Come in.
You're in that loophole.
Yeah.
Nobody owns you. Nobody owns me.
This is free. I could do whatever I want out here.
Yeah.
This is
international waters.
That's definitely not true.
Probably not.
That's why they got the DNR, dude. DNR will bust you on the water, especially if you're out there shooting people in the head.
DNR.
Yeah.
We call it TWRA.
What is that?
Tennessee Wildlife Resource.
Oh, I thought DNR was DNR. I think the Department of Natural Resources. I'm probably wrong.
It's all right. It sounds legit.
I'll look
it sounds legit, Joe. Don't look it up.
I want to look it up. I thought everywhere had a DNR. Oh, Sophia Veragaga. I guess it's, yeah, Department of Natural Resources. I guess it's just a Michigan thing. I thought DNR was a national. I thought everywhere. I thought everybody was DNR. But
sounds
you got TWART or whatever.
TWRA.
TWARA.
TWRA. We call it the rabbit sheriff.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. They do a lot of nothing.
Game warden.
The game warden. They come and go, you're burning this fire too close to a tree.
Yeah.
We're going to burn down the whole. It's like, shut up, fatty. Get out of here.
They take your truck. They'll take your boat. They'll take your rifle. They'll take your fishing rod.
Yeah.
They can take it all.
Yeah. Goddamn.
Take your right to vote. Look at that.
Gestapo of the forest.
I've heard, yeah, at least in Tennessee, they have more authority than any other agency, more than state troopers, more than a marshal, more than anything. They have more authority. They can go on anybody's land at any given time, and they can take all your property right then.
Even if it's private property?
Yeah. If you're doing some, if you're poaching deer or something like that, they'll take it all right there. They don't, but they can. If you're a dick, probably they will.
Well, if I'm poaching deer, I feel like that's my own business.
You shoot one in the butt, I'm pretty sure you're going to take your truck.
Not in season?
They're going to take your Yeah, shoot your butt, not in season.
You said shoot one in the butt.
But it's always butt season, dude. As far as
it's always butt
season. As far as I'm concerned.
24 hours a day.
Hey, no days. 12 months. No days off.
No.
And if someone's got a problem with it, come find me, coppers.
I'm shooting that butt all day long.
Shooting that butt. Feeding my family with that butt.
Yeah.
You know?
Try it.
That's always been the weirdest thing is that, you know, with fishing and hunting is like, a lot of people do for sport or whatever, but what about people who are just fucking hungry and they catch a 14-inch fish, but it needs to be 15? I saw there was some guy, I saw like a trial or whatever, but he got busted for fishing and he's like, I'm hungry though. And it's like, well, we're going to fine you. And he's like, I don't have money for a fishing license. And they're like, well, now you got to pay this fine. And he's yeah. like, well, now I'm hungry. I have no money for a fishing license, and now I have no money for this fine.
And yeah, if you was homeless and you're just forging your own way, fishing, whatever.
Yeah.
That's messed up. And I feel like I saw one of those shows. It was like a Alaska game warden or whatever it was, one of those game warden shows. And they just wasn't buying it though. That's what he said. He's like, I'm homeless. And you know, I can't afford a fishing license or whatever. And they wasn't buying any of it. They're like, I don't know. So I don't know.
Yeah. But it's interesting. But it's interesting that everything has to be the land.
That's weird.
Land of the free, but everything has to be documented and
everything has regulated.
It's in season. And I get with like deer and stuff like that.
I hadn't thought about that.
Oh, but yeah. I think about it all the time.
You got to pay to go into a park.
Yeah.
Like I was looking, like wanting to go to Easter Island. You have to pay for all the exhibits around Easter Island. All of them are separate. Just getting to Easter Island. Do you know this? It's like 15,000 miles from anything.
I didn't know it was that far.
It's 1,900 miles from Chile, which is the closest.
Yeah.
It's like 800 miles to the next island that has 50 people on it.
Do they have an airport?
Yeah, they got a little airport and everything. Okay. I mean, it's a tourist thing now, just getting to the island as not enough. And the airport, it can't be that big. You know, I don't know. You have traveled 1,900 miles. It's got to be a pretty big airport. I don't know. It's got to be a big plane. Maybe. I don't know.
How the fuck they get those statues out there if they're 1,900 miles away from everything?
How did they do it?
Yeah, I didn't know it was so far away.
There's a rock quarry on the island that they harvested for the statues, but how did they even get there? It's a tiny island. And the fact that Europeans found it, the Spanish found it, and they took over the island, enslaved the people, sent them out to other parts of the country, enslaved them, and sold them during the slave trade. They took these poor people out here that's made these beautiful sculptures and sold them to other parts of the world. And whenever the people, however they got their freedom, whenever they come back to their home, to their island, they had all these diseases, European diseases, and they killed everybody on the fucking island.
Yeah, of course.
All their loved ones, they killed them all. There's like there might be like a few original Easter Island people, but I think they're just all dead. They're all extinct.
Yeah.
And you know this, the Spanish toppled all the statues whenever they got there because they were afraid of their power. They represented, you know, they felt like they're looking at them, and they toppled them and tried to break them as they were. But every one of them, they've put them back up. That's not how they found. I mean, that's not. They have been torn down and they've put them back up.
You know, there's
all of them. They tore down all of them.
Wild. But I get it. I mean, we did the same thing with the Saddam Hussein statue. Once we, you know, something about destroying monuments once you conquer a nation. It's something that we've been doing for a long time, you know.
That is true.
And some people say that about like the Sphinx and stuff, that the Sphinx was some people think the Sphinx was originally a lion. Full
it's
lion,
not the original head.
And then some pharaoh came in and was like, that should be my face or whatever it is. Or, you know.
Yeah, the head's not original, evidently.
So was that, did they destroy it? Because they're like, hey, we conquered this place. Or was it just some fucking.
And it was buried up to its neck till like the middle of. Like till 1930 or something. It was just up to its neck. They didn't even know there was like a body to it. They just saw a head sticking out. And then during one, like the First World War or something, somebody blew its nose off. They were shooting at it with guns.
Yeah, I remember that.
Blew its nose off.
Didn't they fix it?
Mm-mm.
Or is it still not have a nose? Well.
Yeah, it's still messed up.
Those ancient giant statues, man.
Still just Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and now it's all just, you probably got to pay to see that too.
Probably.
It's all just.
On Easter Island, all that stuff cost. Every exhibit, every different portion of the island is a different charge. I was looking at like the itinerary, and it's like entry not included, entry not included, entry not included. Because there's like the rock quarry, entry not included. There's like the pedestal with like a bunch of them are lined up, entry not included. They're making a killing.
I bet. Yes, because it's, you know, no one's going to go there and not see everything.
Yeah.
So it's just like, let's just charge them.
It's
for
a pain in
everything.
The ass to get there. I think you got to go to Chile, and then Chile, they'll fly you out there. But 1,900 miles, that's like going from here to Hawaii.
That's a long flight, too. And I'm sure Chile's a long flight too. That's fucking
That's a long flight just to get down there.
Yeah.
It's just a whole week. Of
so is
being
it like
on a plane.
Is it like a resort? For some reason, I thought Easter Island was real small and only had the statues. But I guess people have been going there.
They got one hotel.
Okay.
So it's probably really hard to get. If you could get down there and do all the logistics to it, the hotel might be full. You can't even. Go.
Yeah. You go for the day, I guess.
You go for the day and turn around and then what?
Yeah. Go
six
back,
hour flight there.
Go
and then
back
you
to Chile. Eat some plantains.
You hop on a 6-hour flight there. So it's like noon when you get there. And you're like, okay,
get
back on the plane.
6 hours, yeah.
Get the fuck out.
Yep. And then you're back by fucking 2-3 in the morning.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a big, just a big
but
scam.
It's like one of those bucket list things. I kind of want to do that. I asked her, if you had anywhere in the world to go, where would you go?
Ooh.
I would definitely go to Egypt. I would have to do Valley of the Kings and all that, the pyramids. That's my number one place.
That'd be fun.
What did you say? She said something about Ireland. I'm like, why would you go to Ireland? Look at rolling green hills. We can do that here.
Ireland could be fun.
One place in the world. I'm not
going
to Ireland.
Well, if that's where you want to go, Scotland would be cool.
I'm not going to Ireland.
I don't know if there's one place in particular that really.
I would love to go to Ireland, but I've got one place I'm going. It ain't Ireland.
Well. You dream big.
Where are you going, Joe? You going to the Arctic?
Oh, man. I know.
You going some Arctic would be pretty cool.
No.
Because they're only like a handful of people, right?
They're all scientists and shit, right?
There's more people have been to the top of Mount Everest than there has been to the Arctic because or the Antarctic.
Because it's a secret army base. It's where the ice wall is, dude. It's where the other side. They don't want people getting out.
Where you'll fall off flat earth.
Nah, you get to the outside.
There's a pyramid down there.
I've heard that too. I fucking heard that too. Dude, I go to fucking Colombia, dude.
Bora Bora.
For sure.
Grass hut out on the water. No, you gotta do something interesting. You gotta do something fun. You'd go where?
I said Colombia just because I don't
you got a little ghost orb floating around you, dude.
You got a what? Ghost orb?
A ghost orb.
Well, I can
it just went like across your chest.
Did it really?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I've been watching a lot of ghost adventures. I need a ghost. You need a ghost, Joe. We're gonna come up there and do our
I don't know, dude. I'd like to go somewhere just where it's quiet.
Yeah?
Yeah, kinda. Nope. I don't know. I mean, doing stuff is fine, but like the idea of going somewhere because there is something to do, I just don't really think about like that. You know what I mean?
I gotta learn something.
I would just be, I'd be fine going.
You're just fine laying on the beach.
Somewhere with a beach that I've never been, that'd be cool. Or like, you know, going camping somewhere I've never been. Like going to Montana and like going in the middle of the woods and just fucking camping up there.
That's very easy.
The pyramids, I would like to see the pyramids. That'd be fun. But it's not the end all be all of everything.
So here's something crazy, Joe.
Oh, he's back.
Evidently the time between the first pyramid being built and the last pyramid being built of the great pyramids
of Giza,
that Cleopatra is closer to the iPhone than those two pyramids time wise.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think I've heard something like that.
And Jesus, if he was down that way, those pyramids were built before Jesus. Jesus would have been walking around and saw the great pyramids. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Ancient artifact, dude, that no one can quite explain still. Or maybe they have.
They don't know.
Well,
they have theories.
Yeah.
They still don't know exactly how they even built them.
Yeah, that's what
they have. The ideas of how they spiraled, they pushed them, you know. But they say it sounds good. I think that's the best way. You know, it was like a
no way, dude. They use sound,
sound,
sound, sound can move mountains. You got to get in the right frequencies, because that's something. And I don't know how much of this is true, but a lot of the chambers in the pyramids are tuned to certain frequencies.
We've watched that.
So some ideas were like, oh, you have some kind of illness, so you go in chamber 4 because chamber 4 has whatever, an 1100 hertz frequency, and this will align your body to make you feel better again.
Dead. Yeah, that's well, what we watched. Yeah, what we watched, that wasn't the pyramids, though, that there was another chamber that was tuned to like this low frequency, and it would echo through the whole, it was those catacombs and shit where you could.
Japan.
Oh, okay. Japan. But anyways, but it's still like the catacombs. They were like bones and shit there. Right. Mm-hmm. But there were chambers for the minister or whatever. And at a certain frequency, you could hear all through. That's crazy that they knew that.
Yeah.
And the way that the ceiling was cut out, it would like it was like a funnel that I don't know. They knew, and we're just now figuring it out.
No, I think we've always known that, because did you ever play with tuning forks in school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had those too, and that's all that was. If you slap this fork and hold it up with this fork won't move because they're not in the same frequency, but you hold this one up and this
yeah,
one.
But no,
and
not
then
that.
They vibrate
like,
each
would
other.
You know, would you? There's no building that we've built that is tuned to a frequency or is can actually like amplify sound. You know, they were doing that back then.
I bet there are some
caves and shit.
There's a, what is it? Is it Bicentennial Park in Nashville? What's the one without the Parthenon? There's the one over by the farmer's
Centennial
market.
Centennial and Bicentennial. It's Centennial Park then?
By the farmer's market?
Yeah.
Okay. They have this little area where it's around. I forget what all the little pillars are around them, but in the middle is like a star. And if you stand in the middle, it will, if you move one step to the left, it won't echo. But if you stand directly in the middle of that, it'll echo off of all those pillars around it. And in the middle, it's like a, it's almost like a, what's the devil's star? A pentagram. So you're standing in the middle. It's a star, but it could be viewed as a pentagram. But the only okay. way that sound echoes, and this is just in a
isn't
park
that,
in
isn't that
Tennessee.
Cool that they knew that. I mean, they knew that back in ancient times.
Yeah, that's of course they did. That's how they made the world work.
It's cool.
Through sound, I mean, sound frequencies. That's how you built them, dude. You fucking can levitate stuff with sound. I've seen it happen. Not in person ever once, but.
So Easter Island, whenever the first Europeans come up there, they are asking the natives how those statues got to the pedestals and got to where they were at.
Yeah.
And the natives said they walked. And, you know, but here's what they did. They took like a replica. They made another statue of the heads. And the way the body is kind of oblong, they took rope. The center of gravity. And they took rope. And they've got guys pulling on this side, guys pulling on this side, and guys pulling behind it. And if they all enter in sequence, the thing will actually walk. And so they probably did.
Oh.
They walked them to all the places around the island. Now, there's some that's got bodies. Like, you'll see the head. And then, like, 30 feet underground, there's, like, its body.
Yeah, I've seen the some with the bodies, too.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it was just some guy watching from the distance, and he just sees these little statues shuffling across the island. But
would that not blow your mind?
It would. But
they even knew to carve it. They knew to carve it so that it could. They knew how to do it so that it could walk itself across the island.
Yeah, I like how almost because that's like a basic understanding of physics, and I like how that we're so enthralled with the fact that anybody has ever understood physics before.
No, I do. I don't get it.
No, but that's like most people. It's like, how did this ever happen? It's like,
I can't believe
they knew like that things would weigh differently.
Yeah.
You know? But it's like, of course they
and
knew.
Whenever you
of course,
don't
and
have,
they were probably better at it.
When you don't have an iPad to stare at all day long and TikTok to scroll through.
Yeah.
You become pretty smart. You'll figure shit out if that's all you're doing all day long.
Just trying to figure out how to move a statue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Might lose a couple friends along the way getting crushed to death.
Yeah. You just chop a little bit here. You know that it fell over that way and crushed your buddy Ezekiel.
Yep.
So you just cut a little bit back here and it won't fall forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll figure it out.
And Ezekiel's got 9 sons. One of them's old enough.
One of them's wanting to finish this project,
and for the in the honor
their dad.
Of his, to honor his father. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
that's probably a good place to end it.
All right,
that's like
I like it.
Hour and a half. You know, I think we got it in.
Whoa. Okay, that went quick.
It did.
Yeah.
So I'll see you in North Carolina.
All right. Come on over.
All right. You want to tell anybody about anything?
No, I don't.
Okay, me neither.
Okay.
Thanks for doing the podcast, Monty.
Thanks, Joe.
I love you.
I love you.